This is the OG Podcast Network. This is Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City 365. From the boardwalk to the casino to the nightly entertainment, every day you were born to defy. Now let's go behind the scenes of the brand new Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City. Here's 77 WABC's Sid Rosenberg.
Hey folks, Sid Rosenberg here. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City is an amazing destination for me, my family, and quite frankly, millions of you. Now, let's revisit the amazing grand opening celebration of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City as we go behind the scenes of everything that the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City has to offer. Every day, you were born to defy. I'm on my way.
From the brand new and gorgeous Hard Rock Hotel and Casino right here on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. It is a huge weekend. The grand opening is today. We're going to smash guitars today. The casino is hopping. There are people all about. And it's a very exciting couple of days.
It is. It's fantastic. It's so exciting. I feel like I'm in Ocean's 11.
And I know I've been to many. Las Vegas, I love that Hard Rock. And certainly the one in Hollywood, Florida. That's how I became friends with Jim Allen and all these guys. You see the motif, Bernie, the theme. You'll see guitars all over the casino. You'll see the actual outfits worn by Mick Jagger or Elton John or Steven Tyler. So if you're a music fan and you love all the stuff that goes along with it, a Stevie Van Zandt guitar from Springsteen, a Robert Plant shirt that he wore, if you love that type of stuff, then you'll love this casino because that stuff is everywhere at all the Hard Rocks.
Yeah, there's some beautiful Rolls Royce that apparently the Beatles rode in. I passed by. They got everything here. This place is top notch, class A, top shelf.
One of the things that that they're hard at work at doing is fixing Atlantic City. It's not a big surprise what the inner city outside the casinos looks like, has been for many years. So they spent a ton of money and time, Bernard, fixing up the rest of the city to go along with these beautiful, gorgeous hotels. So this is not just a huge day for the Hard Rock Enterprise and for Bernie and Sid and ABC, but it's a huge day for this city,
which is
being revitalized as we speak.
My driver came. He said he hadn't been here in a while, and he said the place looks head and shoulders better, cleaner. It looks, it looks like fresh. It looks like a modern city these days. This is what my driver said yesterday. He hadn't been here in a couple of years. So yes, the total refurbishing this, the urban renewal, I guess you would call it, this city of Atlantic City, which is a jewel on the Atlantic Ocean, and for some reason fell into disrepair. But it is back, folks, and today is the beginning of its comeback.
Right outside the door here to the right of where Bernie and I are sitting, it's about 100 feet away, is an exit door that literally puts you on the boardwalk, on the pier, amusement park, restaurants, bar, beach, all that literally less than a football field away from this broadcast this morning. And by the way, what's great about this is, if you don't know, if you haven't been here for a long time, see, I would never get this far. Me, the degenerate gambler that I was when I would come here, I would always stop at the first casino, which was Trump Plaza. That was when you got up the Atlantic City Expressway many, many years ago. The first casino, Bernie, you saw was Trump Plaza. And I stopped there. Never got to Caesars or Harrods or any of these. But now
just couldn't help yourself.
I just stopped right away, and it was Trump, and it was perfect. But this hotel that we're in today, the Hard Rock, used to be, for the old folks out there, the Taj Mahal. This was the first real golden jewel of Atlantic City, and it was Donald Trump's place. So how fitting that we've got the great Donald Trump supporter, Bernard McGurk, and the guy that's come around, Sid Rosenberg, sitting in Donald Trump's old casino.
It is very very apropos. It works out great. And, again, yes, this city used to be, again, I spoke about it, the jewel of the Jersey Shore. Back in the day, they made the movie, the HBO series, Atlantic City with Steve Buscemi. And it's going back to those days. It's going to be that type of glory is coming back to Atlantic City. Well, I can feel it.
So can I. And again, knowing Jim Allen and these guys from Florida and what they do all over the world, Bernard, they have great success. Everyone they build. And by the way, a lot of these guys that are here today, ironically, got their starts. I'm talking big money guys, Bernie, millionaires. including Jim Allen, got their starts working for Donald Trump right here.
Yes.
And yeah, they've gone out to go to Hollywood, Florida,
that's
Las
right.
Vegas,
that's right.
all over the world, but they're all guys that well, all link back to Donald Trump.
And we're a part of it right here today.
Yeah,
we're going to be christening this joint at 11 o'clock, smashing guitars. Here's Bo Dietl.
Here we are. How beautiful is this place?
It really is impressive.
Let me tell you, this brought back some great memories. I was here with my friend John Stalupi, the car dealership guy, in 1990. So he was on one end of the craps table, and I was playing the don't pass part. He's rolling the bones, and he looks up and he goes, "What the hell are you doing there? You're supposed to play the pass line." Make a long story short, we became dearest friends 30 years ago, and I ran into John Stalupi last night. This place is happening. You got to see the way they decorated this casino. You usually walk into Atlantic City casinos like walking into a morgue. Here it's walking into a party.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
festive. It's great. I actually had a, I got to admit something, all my detractitations out there. I laid $500 down on the, what do you call that thing where you have the nine? What do you call it? Baccarat.
Oh, Baccarat.
Oh,
right,
yes,
Baccarat.
Of course.
I lost that $500 so quickly.
Well, that's the game for that.
But you want to know something?
You win and you lose quick and a lot in that game.
But it's a feeling
what
of
a
being
thrill.
Part. I wanted to put on a couple of the light bulbs in this casino with a couple of my shekeltations. And I'm telling you something. This place is so vibrant. And look at the shows we're going to have. Jamie Foxx tonight. We got Kerry Underwood Friday night. We got Pitbull Saturday night.
Yep.
This is the happening joint.
You said it. You said festive, unlike the way it used to be, depressing with the old people. No, this place is a party. This is
I
happening.
Call upon all my friends. You don't know nothing until you've come to the new Hard Rock Casino Hotel in Atlantic City. They put a lot of potatoes in this thing. Everything is beautiful. We got my friend Jim Allen. We got Jack and Joe Gingoli and Michael Gingoli. They're all partners there, and we're going to have a great time. I'm here for the weekend. I just left my room there. I was missing my hair dryer, so I had a towel dryer. You don't know
great.
About that,
no,
you guys.
Great.
No, you guys don't
no,
know about
that.
Do you have
no.
your hair dryer in your room?
I didn't look.
But listen,
I did have an ironing board. That was good.
That may be the case, but if you sat in front of me in a movie theater, I could still see the screen.
Yeah.
So you got that, and I got that.
Whoa,
how about
whoa.
That?
I have a built-in yarmulke on the back. You know what I mean? It's called trending baldness.
Listen, we could appreciate that. Now, look, you talked about the gambling, the vibrance of the casino and all that, but let's not lose sight of the fact that the truth is, going to be honest about things, I could walk into Borgata right now and the casino is just as exciting, as bright.
No.
The thing that separates this place from every other hotel on this boardwalk is what you talked about, the entertainment venue. The fact that Jim Allen has booked 300 shows over the next 8 months. Some of the acts you just mentioned. The Ennis Arena right here will bring championship boxing and UFC back to New Jersey. You're going to have fights here for the first time in 15 years with some of the biggest names in the business. So a blackjack table is a blackjack table.
No,
an ass is an ass. But the truth is when you
ain't.
Build beautiful stuff around
you've
got a great casino hotel.
But it's the ambience is very important, and that's what Bo's alluding to, the ambience.
One thing about I agree with Sid 100%, and I'll be here with all the great entertainment value. Plus, it's a very friendly family atmosphere. It's not all about gambling, but
right.
As I said,
exactly.
being known as to be one of the gamblers in my lifetime, all I can say is this casino is like walking into Coney Island, Disney World. It's vibrant. It's lit up. It's not like, so when I lose my money,
you're okay.
At least I say, wow, I lost my money to
right,
a happy
right.
place.
And I have to say, when you guys lose your money, it's a happy place.
Listen, I'm happy.
Me and Bernie haven't even bought a bagel yet.
Doesn't bother me. No, the thing about the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is if you come down with your family in a Range Rover and you lose all your money, they'll provide transportation.
Yes, I'll get you home.
They'll take your Range Rover,
right.
but you'll still get a ride home.
They'll drop you off in Little Egg Harbor, and then you got to hitch the rest of the way.
Well, we got something happening outside. You guys ain't detectives. I'm a detective. You know what they're building right outside this casino? And it's about to go into play? They're building a gas station. The Rock gas station. They got a gas station with about 27 pumps. So when you run out of your money, you ain't going to run out of your gas. You just pump that sucker up and you drive back to New York. I'm telling you something. I'm excited. What is it, 7 o'clock in the morning? I feel like I'm all pumped up. I slept 3 hours. I'm ready to go.
One of the things, too, that we have to talk about
no
is...
No Coke.
No, I'm just, no Coke. All natural, baby.
We brought this up earlier this morning, Bernie and I, is as I came in to Atlantic City last night, and they drove me to my hotel, I paid very close attention to what was going on in the streets, Bowen Bernard, in and around the casino. Because we all know that there is still this misconception out there from folks that Atlantic City is a dark place, a dangerous place, a crime-ridden place. Let me say this. The Hard Rock people, Jim Allen and their folks, spent a ton of money outside this casino, in the city, in the revitalization of the boardwalk and the beach, making the streets safe and beautiful. So for me, what is even better than the casino and inside here is the fact that my two children are coming tomorrow, Ava and Gabe, and I feel safe and excited. They're going to watch the boardwalk. They're going to go to the beach. They've done an amazing job of revitalizing what was once a dark and crime-riddled Atlantic City.
You know, they regenerated, and you can see some of the houses out there. You can see some of the two-story houses out there. They have malls for shopping. I'm telling you something. This is the beginning. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is the beginning of the revitalization of Atlantic City. Why do you got to get on a plane for 5 hours and go to Vegas when you got this beautiful ocean? They got no friggin' ocean in Vegas.
Nothing.
I'm going to jump out in the ocean later.
Hey, but
I'm going to go swimming.
Weren't you on the show Casino? Didn't you make an appearance?
I was on the show Goodfellas, and then Casino came after that. But Nick Pileggi's my dear
friend. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean Atlantic City on HBO, the series.
No, it wasn't called Atlantic City.
Steve Buscemi. What was that?
No, it was called Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, you were on it, too. You don't remember.
I played the Irish police sergeant that raided the brewery, and I had Banyan there, and I said to Banyan, you got to be kidding. You got more beer than an ocean. You're under arrest. Frank Nitti, come on.
Frank Nitti. I remember that scene, and of course, that was a Martin Scorsese show as well, and a very successful one.
Those days
on
are
HBO.
Coming back. That's the point.
All I know is one thing. It is exciting.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm telling anybody listening, get your butts down here. You'll feel it, man. I'm regurgitating here, man.
Okay. I feel
he
it, too.
Is doing something. I had the fortunate opportunity, Bernard, to meet our next guest many, many years ago. I was doing my show, living in Boca Raton, doing my shows out of Miami. I had the chance to meet this man at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Ended up doing many, many shows there in Hollywood, Florida from his casino hotel. We became dear personal friends, very dear, during that time. And he said, one of these days, we're going to build one of these in Atlantic City. And I'll say this, Bernie, when Jim Allen says something, you can bet, talking about gambling, you can bet your ass it's going to happen.
I heard you speak highly of this man many years, and it's an honor to meet him, and here he is, Jim, sitting right next to us.
Good morning, Jim Allen.
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning? Welcome to Hard Rock.
You know, I was telling Bernie before, it's funny how it all comes around, because so many of you and the guys, even guys that are working for you down in Hollywood, Florida, started right here. Started working with Donald Trump in Atlantic City, and it's kind of come full circle, right, Jim?
Yeah, actually, I started in 1979, so I met Mr. Trump, I guess, back in 1985, but certainly was here when we opened this building in 1990.
Wow.
So, long time ago.
You were with Mr. Trump back then in 1990.
Actually, I worked for the Trump Organization for, I guess, about 9 years.
Wow.
I was there during the very good days and some interesting days.
Well, it must have been a lot of fun. But
I would wonder.
So some scars as well.
So this was his place, the Trump Taj Mahal. So he's got it. I know he's busy right now. I don't know, North Korea or something. Who knows? But he's got to know, of course, that you guys have taken over his old casino. Has been any contact with the president about that?
No, actually, I haven't spoke to Mr. Trump in quite a few years. But I do know that he's aware because a friend of mine told me he spoke to him about it. And he said he was real excited that it's going to re-energize Atlantic City.
How big was the former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie? I know Phil Murphy's in charge now, Jim Allen. But how important and how much of a help was Chris Christie along the way?
Amazing help. The reality is that if Governor Christie, the county, CRDA, and the city of Atlantic City did not finally, you know, put the hatchet down and say, look, we want to work together, the Hard Rock brand wouldn't be here. And frankly, that was really led by Senator Jim Whalen, who unfortunately passed away last year. And it's really a sad day that we can't see Senator Whalen here to enjoy this incredible opening.
And mentioning Governor Christie, I mean, he was a big proponent of legalizing sports betting. And the coincidence of that being legalized the same year, the same month almost, that the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in Atlantic City opens. I mean, that's very fortuitous, I would say. Would you not, Jim Allen?
Everybody said New Jersey would never have the opportunity for sports betting because they made some strategic errors many years ago. You had to take your hat off to the governor and the state of New Jersey because they took it all the way to the Supreme Court and obviously prevailed in an amazing decision.
Bernie and I have been talking all morning long, not just about the beautiful hotel and the casino, but how important it was for you and the guys that got this going to revitalize the community. Now, all these misconceptions about Atlantic City, and you guys have spent a lot of money and a lot of time doing that.
Yeah, well, first of all, the Hard Rock brand, you know, from day one in 1971, love all, serve all is one. So we came to town with a totally different philosophy of let's get involved with the community, let's meet with the local residents. It's not about the casinos as one side and the town as another. So, frankly, they told me I'm the first CEO in the history of Atlantic City that ever sat down with the community, and we continue to do that on a regular basis, which we believe is something very important.
You know, honestly, Jim Allen from the Hard Rock Casino Hotel here in Atlantic City. I came here last night. My driver has come to Atlantic City many times. Hadn't been here in a couple of years. But the first thing he noticed, he said, this place has changed. This is different. I mean, the streets look cleaner, nicer. And then, of course, when I came into this place, and this morning, last night, it's just the atmosphere. It's a fun type of place. It's a festive. It's in other words, it's not the depressing type of joint where you have the people bust in from Chinatown. This is a place where it's like a party.
That is the Hard Rock brand, the brand of entertainment. But you know, at about 6:30 this morning, I'm on my phone talking to my internal guy about the city mowing the lawn as we go
That's
in
fun.
Here, right?
So you got to run here. I know Jill is giving me the evil eye. But quickly, Bernie just hinted about this, the casino, the city. But Bernie talked about the entertainment. You've already booked 300 shows. I love the speech you put on at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York City about a month ago, highlighting some of the acts. You really have done an amazing job putting tremendous talent on this beach the next few months.
We're committed to entertainment every night of the year. When we look at the diversity in the entertainment, that's the most important thing because it's not just rock and roll. It's Motown. It's
country.
Pitbull. It's country. It's Carrie Underwood. Yeah. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And obviously, with our brand doing over 35,000 live music events around the world last year in 75 countries, we have the resources to bring that to Atlantic City, and that's what we're excited about.
Well, listen, nobody knows better than me. I saw you do your thing in Hollywood, Florida for many, many years. Every Hard Rock around the world knows you because you helped run all of them, and New Jersey's got themselves a great hotel, a great casino, and a great friend.
By the ocean, too.
Yes. And we love you, by the way. Thank you. Thank you.
Bernie, thanks. Sid, love you.
Love
thanks
you.
So much for supporting
our
brother.
Thank you. What a great time. Jim Allen, everybody.
Yeah.
Give this man a rousing round of applause. Hard Rock in Atlantic City because of this guy.
Don't forget to catch the next episode on the OG Podcast Network as we celebrate everything that the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City has to offer. And remember, every day you were born to defy.
OG. This is the OG Podcast Network.